Now, you've been hearing a lot about the breakaway province of South Ossetia in Georgia. It's pretty helpful to remember the geography here. Ossetia is a region that's split north and south. North Ossetia is part of Russia. It's inside the Russian border. South Ossetia is allied with Russia, as you've been hearing, but it's actually inside Georgia's border. Freelance journalist Alan Skorbayev is North Ossetian. He's back in the North Ossetian capital, Vladikavkaz, after traveling throughout the region. He says he saw many South Ossetian refugees who were returning to their homes.
I talked to some of them, and they were saying that they're just going back to see whether their houses are still there or they're destroyed. One woman, for example, told me she left her cow there, so she wanted to go back to see if the cow is alive or not. So it is hard to say whether these refugees are returning for a long time or just for a few days, but plenty of them are returning.
So if South Ossetians are, some of them are leaving the north now, do people there believe that as Russia pulls out of areas of Georgia right now, that this has ended? Or do they feel as though this is simply at a low boiling point and something else is going to happen?
Well, actually, people believe that Russia had helped Ossetia to survive. This is for sure. There is no doubt South Ossetia would be completely destroyed by Georgian troops if Russians haven't protected them. So the mood in both Ossetia are all pro-Russians.
Are all pro-Russian?
I can say that concerning North Ossetia, before this war, there were several politicians who were talking about an independent Ossetia with no Russia and no Georgia. But I guess now it's all gone. Now no one doubts Russia had protected Ossetia and helped them to survive.
Okay, let me just ask you this, Alan. We have talked to reporters who have said that they believe that they have been censored by the Russian media, that they cannot present the Georgian point of view, they cannot report as freely as they would want from Tbilisi, Georgia, the capital. You are in Russian territory right now in North Ossetia. You are hearing the media in Russia. Are you seeing things and hearing things that you are not hearing through the Russian media?
Well, there's quite a lot of lies from the both sides, from the Russian side of media and from the Georgian side. That's for sure. There's a lot of lies. As for me, the only interest is the truth, the little truth I know.
What is the truth from where you are in North Ossetia?
Well, I'm Ossetian living in North Ossetia. I'm born in Georgia. And then I moved to Russia during the first Georgian-Ossetian war in the beginning of the 90s. But I'm a journalist. I'm trying to be unbiased. Sorry, how should you pronounce this word?
Unbiased.
Unbiased. And my opinion is that this war was started by Georgia. This was Georgian aggression. This is, for me, this is the truth. Nothing and no one can explain to me the reasons of attacking the sleeping town, of killing the civilians. No one can explain it, the reason of doing this.
All right. Alan Skorbayev, a journalist who is based in the North Ossetian capital, Vladikavkaz. Thanks a lot. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mikhail Saakashvili paints a very different picture of who started the fighting. You can hear a BBC interview with the Georgian leader at theworld.org.